みなさんこんにちは、ジャパニーズポッドです。
Culture Class Essential Japanese Vocabulary Lesson 1 National Holidays. Hi everyone, I'm Yura.
And I'm Natsuko.
And welcome to Culture Class Essential Japanese Vocabulary Lesson 1. In this lesson, you'll learn 5 essential words related to daily life. These are 5 Japanese national holidays hand-picked. You can find a complete list of vocabulary at JapanesePod101.com. Natsuko, what's our first word?
建国記念の日
National Foundation Day
建国記念の日建国記念の日
Listeners, please repeat.
建国記念の日
This day is the 11th of February and is considered to be Japan's National Foundation Day.It was officially established in 1966. Now, let's hear a sample sentence using this word.
建国記念の日は、旧暦では元旦です。
In the lunisolar calendar, Japan's National Foundation Day falls on New Year's Day.
建国記念の日は、旧暦では元旦です。
Okay, what's the next word?
成人の日
Coming of Age Day
成人の日成人の日
Listeners, please repeat.
成人の日
Coming of Age Day is the second Monday of January. In Japan, 20 is considered the age of majority. Now, let's hear a sample sentence using this word.
成人の日には、20歳を迎える多くの男女が着物や袴を着ます。
On the coming of age day, many men and women who are or will be 20 years old by the end of March that year wear traditional Japanese clothes called kimono and 袴。
成人の日には、20歳を迎える多くの男女が着物や袴を着ます。
Okay, what's the next word?
敬老の日。
Respect for the aged day.
敬老の日。敬老の日。
Listeners, please repeat.
敬老の日。
Respect for the Age Day is the third Monday of September. This day is for people to appreciate a lifetime of hard work from the elderly, and to show respect and love for them. Now, let's hear a sample sentence using this word.
敬老の日には、祖父母に感謝の気持ちを伝えます。
Japanese people show appreciation for their grandparents on Respect for the Age Day.
敬老の日には、祖父母に感謝の気持ちを伝えます。
Okay, what's the next word?
勤労感謝の日。
Labor Thanksgiving Day.
勤労感謝の日。勤労感謝の日。
Listeners, please repeat.
勤労感謝の日。
Labor Thanksgiving Day is the 23rd of November. Japanese people celebrate the year's hard work, human rights, workers' rights, and the production, harvest, and success of the year, as well as showing appreciation for each other's hard work. Now, let's hear a sample sentence using this word.
勤労感謝の日は、日々の勤労をねぎらう日です。
Labor Thanksgiving Day is the day for rewarding daily hard work.
勤労感謝の日は、日々の勤労をねぎらう日です。
Okay, what's the last word?
子供の日。
Children's Day.
子供の日。
Listeners, please repeat.
子供の日。
Children's Day is the 5th of May. It's a day to celebrate children's individual personalities and to celebrate their happiness. It's also a day to show gratitude to mothers. Now let's hear a sample sentence using this word.
昔は毎年子供の日に身長を測り成長を見る習慣がありました。
In the olden days, Japanese people measured the height of their children on Children's Day every year to see how much they had grown.
昔は毎年子供の日に身長を測り成長を見る習慣がありました。
Okay, listeners, are you ready to be quizzed on the words you just learned? Natsuko will give you the Japanese. Please say the English meaning out loud. Are you ready?
建国記念の日。
National Foundation Day。
成人の日。
Coming of Age Day.
敬老の日。
Respect for the Aged Day.
勤労感謝の日。
Labor Thanksgiving Day.
子供の日。
Children's Day. There you have it, 5 national holidays in Japan. We have more vocab lists available at JapanesePod101.com, so be sure to check them out. Thanks everyone, see you next time!
またね!